after coming to London?
To create a budget that's realistic for your, you know, within your...
I bet you're living a busy life then, I guess.
Yeah, trust me, busy and expensive.
Hello and welcome to BizWiz, turning ideas into reality, the podcast where we will add a little bit of magic into your business journey, whether you're dreaming of your first startup or looking to take your business to the next level. BizWiz is here to entertain, inspire and guide you. I am your host, Aksa Essan, and together we'll explore the world of businesses like never before. From actionable strategies and expert insights to stories of success and lessons learned from failure. Each episode is designed to fuel your ambition, sharpen your skills, and empower you to make your business dreams a reality. So whether you're just starting out or scaling new heights, getting ready to unlock your potential and discover the stories behind successful businesses, welcome to BizWiz and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Hello and welcome to the episode of the BizWiz podcast. I am your host, Aksa Essan. In today's episode, we will be discussing financial stability and how to achieve it when starting a business. Joining us today is Doreen Malanga. Thank you for tuning in the podcast, Doreen. Can you please tell me a bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Doreen. I'm currently a full-time student at St George's University of London and I'm studying paramedic science. I'm originally from Uganda and have been brought up in Manchester, but now I'm living in London for about 3 years. Just living life in London.
I bet you're living a busy life then, I guess.
Yeah, trust me, busy and expensive.
So, Doreen, as you've just spoke about expenses in London, and we all know that London's very expensive, how do you manage with money and, you know, as well as doing a full-time education?
So, as I'm currently a student and full-time, which includes placement, going to uni, you know, doing my own studying for uni, it's actually quite hard. And I only realised this after coming into London, which made me start a side hustle. That really keeps me going. As I really could not get a job that fits my routine and would be right for me because of placement and the shift patterns and night shifts and everything. So it allowed me to create a side business, which has got me going. So about my side hustle, which is named as Handmade Crafts, I've been doing it for about 2 years now, a while after moving into London. Just when I came to realise that living in London is really expensive. But anyway, about my business, it's all handmade, like includes personalised gifts, baskets, canvas paintings, cards, decorations, all these crafty stuff that come handy for all types of different occasions and for all types of people. I chose to create a business within this sector because arts and crafts has been my hobby ever since I've been a little kid, and I've always enjoyed it, always been the best at art, even in school. It just brings back childhood memories and brings that child back inside of me. And yeah, just wanted to reconnect with my hobbies. Ever since I've moved out to London, it's been really lonely. So yeah, I've just got this to keep me going, keeps me happy. And it's just a side business for now.
So Doreen, have you come across any challenges with money and like financial stability?
Of course I have. Is that even a question to ask? I have so many bills to pay, so many things to pay for, and so many hobbies that I just enjoy doing, which literally includes like gym memberships, you know, going out, exploring, going to different places, you know. Especially when you're on your own, you really want to like go out. You don't want to stay in your room on your own all day. You need to be, you know, going out there and doing something with your life, because, you know, otherwise you'll just be lonely, depressed in the room. And of course, all of that costs money, and it's expensive, especially living in London and using all the transport. Like, I don't tend to drive in London. I prefer using public transport because it's a lot more cheaper than if I was to drive in London. So yeah, and paying my rent, you know, monthly in London, it's actually really expensive. It's more expensive than if it was any other city within the UK. And whilst I'm on placement, it's really, obviously it gets really expensive because it lasts about 3 months, and I have to travel to placement and from, like, back and forth from placement. It just gets really long, especially throughout the night when, you know, when I can't go onto public transport because it's in the middle of the night. So I tend to take the taxi, the Uber, and it's a lot more expensive than it would be during the day. So yeah, I just need to be able to have enough so I can afford all of this. As student finance does not fund enough for me to be able to, you know, get home safe from placement. And yeah, like, I would rather know that. So I always need to make sure that I have enough money to buy all the equipment needed for, you know, to make my hampers, to make personalised the gifts and everything, all the equipment that I need in order to, you know, continue with my business and actually earn something out of it. So yeah, I just need to make sure I budget well.
So how have you been investing in your business then?
So about the business, I've been trying to, you know, get some business partners so I can expand my business, you know, get it a bit more out there. And to even get a quote from someone, it takes a lot of money. And in this situation and in this case, I would rather, you know, pay my rent even trying to get a business partner. And yeah, so I've literally not been able to invest in wanting to have a business partner. And in regards to what I have invested in, it includes, you know, getting more better equipment and better tools, just so I can upgrade the looks of my business and make it look more presentable. And yeah, just get more customers out of that. So I can just attract more customers out of that. And yeah, also money, which I think everyone knows about. So I've got a savings account just for my business, and I only touch that when, you know, I have to invest in my business and buy equipment.
Oh, okay. Well, that must be really expensive to, you know, just invest again and again and all that money in your savings and stuff. But so what about you investing in, like, marketing and branding? How do you deal with that?
So with marketing strategies, this includes social media, such as... which includes social media and content creation on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook and Snapchat. And with all these social medias, you have to make sure that you post daily just so you can get the views and likes and get your account out there. And obviously, customer engagement. Oh, I remember this one time when I went viral on TikTok and I nearly had 1 million views, and it really got me happy because I received so many likes and messages that it made me realise how important social media is with, you know, like, having a business. It really just helps your business get out there and attracts the customers you need. And brand development, it's really crucial. And brand development is also very crucial because it
helps to target audiences and builds a relationship with customers and increases brand loyalty. So you really just have to make sure that you're up to date with brand development.
So what are the foundational steps someone should take to achieve their financial stability?
So creating a budget to track your incomes and expenses, I would say. This allows you to understand that your money is going, and it helps you identify areas where you can cut back. Building an emergency fund is crucial because it covers at least 3 to 6 months of, living expenses, just in case anything happens, you would know that you have money on the side in any type of emergency that comes your way. And yeah, so you really just have to make sure that you keep your business savings and keep money on the side just for these types of situations.
So what role does an emergency fund play in financial stability, and how does one go about building it? So what advice would you give to someone just starting their journey towards financial stability?
So with advice, I would start with start somewhere small, something that's achievable, goals that you can achieve and that are not going to create a big problem for yourself. I would say to create a budget that's realistic for your, within your financial status, that you can stick to. I think you would need to prioritize an emergency fund to start with, because I feel like the business, with businesses, you have to invest a lot of money at the start to begin with if you want it to go a long way. And once you've invested quite a bit of money into it, only then you get somewhere. You can't really start with just a bit of money, because you need to be constant with it if you want to get your business out there and grow status of your business. That's what I would say. I would say make sure that you're also able to continue with your life outside of the business as you normally would, and not make your life hard for yourself by investing everything into it. Just make sure you start your business when you know you can afford it and you're able to make the money for the business. Start with just saving a bit of money, bit by bit, and then when that money gets to numbers that, you can start a business, and when you get enough money, just start. And to start when you have enough money. I would also say that before starting a business, you should make sure you know enough about what you're going to do and what you're going to be investing in, because it's going to be taking a lot of your time and you need to be able to enjoy it, so it won't be like a burden on you that, you have to be doing this or that. But if you enjoy it, then I'm sure you'll get really far, because when you enjoy something, you genuinely would want to do it. And when you want to do something, you will make time for it. And if you enjoy it, you're going to be doing it regardless of what your issues are.
So how can someone manage financial stress and maintain a healthy mindset towards money?
Well, with managing stress, I think there's a lot of things that you can be doing. But within the financial part, I think within this business topic, just to make sure that you know what you're doing, you create a plan, and you know that, okay, if something is going to go wrong or not as you wanted it to go, you'll know what you're going to do, what your next steps will be. And that would help to reduce any anxiety or stress in a way, because you know that, okay, if something was to happen, you know what your next steps will be to do. And if any, if you feel any stress, to practice mindfulness would be necessary. You know, it helps you to keep a calm mindset, to keep you going, and to just relax your brain. I would also say that do not compare your business to someone else's, because I feel like that's when you really get that stress and anxiety, because when you start comparing your business to someone else's, it makes you feel like you're not going to get anywhere.
Can I just say something here? Because that is so true. And, you know, there's so many people out there, like, who compare their business to people on a level where their business is very high and they've been probably working on it for, like, years. And obviously, if your business is new, you're going to feel like, oh, why isn't my business going so far in life right now? And, you know, so on. So that's what I feel like that's a really, really good one, because no one out here actually sits there and thinks about, you know what, I shouldn't compare my business. And I feel like people actually compare their business and think they need to be on a level where someone else is. Even if, for example, if I've started a business today, I want my business to be on the highest level, which obviously people do have mindsets like that. But yeah, I really agree with that one. So yeah, I just thought I'll put an input there, and yeah, I'll let you continue.
Yeah, that's very true. When people start to compare their business, they forget that everyone starts off small, and that even whoever they're comparing their business to was, you know, one day in their own shoes. Yeah. And with businesses, you really don't know when anyone's business will, you know, have a downfall or either get into a better position. It's all very sudden within businesses, so I think to just keep a positive mindset and have that positivity inside you, knowing that, yeah, you know, you've got this, and you don't know, you know, what's gonna come your way. I would also recommend, like, if it gets a bit, you know, if your stress or anxiety levels get a bit more like deep, or, and yeah, I would recommend that if your stress or anxiety levels do increase and get deep, I would say to, you know, visit a therapist or a financial advisor that can, you know, give you more coping strategies and help you to develop a positive mindset, just so that for the future, you know, it can actually help you long term within the mindset and really just keep you going.
Oh, okay, well, that's a very good answer, and I really like you talking about, like, mental health issues and so on. So what are some smart ways to save money on everyday expenses without sacrificing quality of life? So what would you say on that sector?
I think this question is a very good question to be asking me, because as I live in a student accommodation, and, you know, I have to be doing all these sacrifices within my everyday life. So I would say to focus on, you know, cutting costs and, like, just for stuff that, you know, that are not really important or necessary, just to cut them sometimes and not really do any, like, extra spending where, you know, you can save it. Like, this would include, like, you know, instead of eating out, you can cook at home yourself, which will obviously allow you to save quite a bit of money. You know, using public transport, taking the bus instead of taking an Uber, it will save you. And yeah, for example, like, taking the bus instead of taking an Uber, it will save you quite a bit of money. With me, I would say that whenever I go shopping, I tend to shop in certain stores only, as they, you know, they're a lot more cheaper and a lot more affordable, especially for students and people that are living or want a budget within to spend off. And yeah, either, you know, if you could walk instead of taking the bus, or just add these little changes within your everyday life.
So thank you for that question, and I really like that answer. And so about my next question, how can someone stay motivated and disciplined on their financial journey, like, especially during challenging times? Because obviously, let's be real, we all have challenging times, and, you know, we need some, like, to stay motivated. And obviously, like, we need motivation. So what are you going to, like, you know, what can you say about that?
I would say to definitely start off with a positive mindset, because I feel like the mindset's always where it begins. Like, your mind is always where, you know, it's always the beginning of what outcome you will take, or what steps you will take, and yeah, and how you'll be able to cope with all these, with any situation, to be honest. I feel like also reminding yourself daily that how difficult times are, they're bound to come, and you know, they're a part of life. And your challenging situations are always a part of, they're always a part of every situation. I feel like you should be able to remind yourself that with challenges, there's also always, you know, a good outcome. Once you cross challenges, you overcome them, they also make you like a lot more stronger. And so for the future, you're already prepared, and you know that if any challenge comes your way, you are able to face it, you're able to overcome it. It really just makes you stronger, and it helps with your mindset too. That's what I would say. I would also say that you should be able to celebrate any little achievements that you've made, you know, throughout the journey, throughout your journey, throughout the process, just to keep you motivated, to keep you going, and to keep you happy with a positive mindset. Another thing I would say is to keep your goal within your mind, and to keep that picture in your head that, okay, this is my goal, this is what I need to achieve, and there are little steps that I need to be taken towards this. And obviously, to reduce any stress or anxiety, I would say that, you know, going on walks, exercising, practicing mindfulness and self-care is also a very good habit to have and to keep within a daily routine, just to help with that positive mindset coming and to keep you going in a positive way. Yeah, so, and of course, another thing, you should be able to know that you have someone to talk to in any challenging time, that, you know, someone you trust. It could be anyone, family member, a friend of yours, a relative, you know, someone that you know that you can share any difficulty with or share your thoughts with, and it would really help. I think it would really help with letting, you know, your thoughts out, or anything that's on your mind out, and of course letting it out helps you feel better. It helps you go in, and having someone by your side, it keeps you motivated, and really just, you know, keeps you going without feeling like you're on your own, or you know, you've got to do it all on your own, or, you know, adding that stress onto your mind. So yeah, I think that's what I would say to this.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for these answers, and I feel like you did go a bit deep into some of these answers, but they were very good, because obviously you always need someone, you know, for there to be there for you, and like you said, mindfulness, that is obviously a really big thing. So yeah, I really like the answers you gave there, and thank you for answering this question. And yeah, so I want to follow up a question with that. So has there been a time in your life where obviously you've had challenges, because that's part of it, but you've had to keep positive, and how did you deal with that?
Of course, I remember when I first started my business, it was very difficult for me. And yeah, there were a few times where I thought that I wouldn't be able to, you know, create a business that would even get anywhere, and that would even get anything out of it. There were many times where my mindset was also
like, in a way, playing with me.
And I really had to, overcome these challenges on my own, because I feel like within your mind, it's really just a fight between yourself that you have to do on your own. There are people that can support you, but to actually allow it to have an effect on you, it's in your own hands in a way. And the way I overcome it was by, first of all, starting off by reducing any stress levels that I have, you know, adding these little tasks in my daily routine, such as going on walks, you know, creating plans. I'm going to the gym, exercising, eating good food, healthy food, and just taking care of yourself in such times in your life, because that's really what matters. Because of course, if you don't care about yourself, if you don't take care of yourself, then how are you even going to run a business? And I felt like adding little tasks in my day actually had a really positive effect on my mind, and it really helped me to have that and keep that positive mindset. You know, also, as I mentioned before, like, speaking to someone about it, someone that you trust, you know, just letting your heart out, it makes you feel lighter, and it, you know, it helps you restart your mindset in a way. And also, seeking any help if you need. It's important to be able to look after yourself first before anything else. So, for example, you know, doing self-care, looking after yourself is a lot more important than, you know...
This is
literally how I put it in my mind. Like, taking care of yourself is a lot more important than, you know, taking care of a business or running a business, because if you don't take care of yourself, then how will you be able to run a business? How will you be able to take care of a business? It should be equal on both sides, you know, because it's not a small thing that you're starting, and it can get quite challenging at times. And yeah, it's really just like another responsibility that you're putting onto yourself. Therefore, you're really going to have to make sure that you are capable of even, you know, taking on that responsibility onto yourself, and that you're healthy enough and you have the mindset to be able to have that.
Well, that was a very good answer as well. But, you know, towards the end, how you said you chose health over business, I really like that as well, because, you know, if you need good health to be able to have, like, a good business. And, yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, that's a really good answer. And, yeah, so to go towards the end of this podcast, I'm going to ask you something very special. So can you give me, like, the top 5 tips or advice you can give to people out here for strategies for financial stability? Like, what are the top 5? Like, the best top 5 you would say, you know, you can give advice or, like, tips to people out here.
Okay, so I would start off with, you know, prioritizing your needs over your wants. So as I was saying before, like, the stuff that you need that you know are crucial for this, just to make sure you get those things done before getting anything else done or prioritizing anything else. Make sure you get everything that's more important done, and then you look elsewhere. I would also say that, you know, saving money on the side just for any difficult times, it comes really handy, and it's a really good thing to be doing, because in difficult times where you can't, you know, you can't progress and you can't even move back and step away from your business, it's a thing where you would need to stay within your current situation, but also, you know, be able to do something in that situation without moving backwards, and without, of course, you're not also able to move forward. So it's something to really keep in mind, that when you're stuck in a way, you have a way out and you have something that will be able to support you. Yeah, and, you know, also I would say to create to be able to create a budget and stick to your budget. And this will also help with the tip that I've just given, with saving money. And with creating a budget, just making sure once again that you, maybe not all the time, but most of the time, you choose something that's a bit more, you know, cheaper, or it will help you save more money than choosing something that's, you know, more expensive or just stuff like that. And this comes to the next tip that I'm gonna give. To be able to track your spendings and savings. I think to keep a track of your savings is really good, because you'll know that, okay, you have this much in your savings, and therefore if any difficult time comes your way, you have money in your savings. And with tracking spendings, I think like creating a list of the things that are more important than, you know, the stuff that isn't, you know, just creating a list that of the things that you will need to prioritize and that you need, so that once that list is complete, you can then check like where you're at, and if you can get, you know, start looking at the stuff that are not really as important. And for my last tip, I would say to invest for the future, and to always keep in mind that, you know, there's a future that you need to be investing into, and your goal, you know, just your goal, and that your goal is not, it's not a one day thing, it's like, it's a long term thing, so you're going to need to have to keep investing for the future, and, you know, keeping yourself ready for anything in a way.
Well, thank you for your advice and your tips, because they were very entertaining, I would say, and very, like, you know, really good tips. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your tips and struggles. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
And yeah, to our listeners, thank you for tuning into BizWiz. We hope you found today's episode as inspiring and informative as we did. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on YouTube, and obviously for more tips and insights, stay tuned for the next episode where we'll be lined up with diving into guys. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into BizWiz. We hope you found today's episode as inspiring and informative as we did. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on YouTube and leave us a review if obviously you enjoy the show. And stay tuned for the next episode, lined up, where we'll be diving into effective growth strategies. So goodbye for now, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.